الحمد لله. الدرر البهية في المسائل الفقهية. الإمام الشوكاني سيد رحمه الله: باب صلاة الجماعة هي من آكد السنن. Go. And we discussed that صلاة الجماعة, that the correct view inshallah is that it is wajibah. It is not from the sunan. He said, وَتَنْعَكِدُ بِثْنَيْنِ, that Salatul Jama'ah starts from two persons. Any two persons can observe Salatul Jama'ah. وَإِذَا كَفُرَ الْجَمْعُ, when the congregation is larger, كَانَ الثَّوَابُ أَكْثَرُ, then the reward for each of the persons observing that Salah in Jama'ah is also more. He says, وَتَصِحُ بَعْدَ الْمَفْضُولِ, Salatul Jama'ah is also sound, is also right.
بعد المفضول, يعني وراء المفضول, behind someone that is of a lesser value. That is, a learned person can trail behind somebody he is more learned than. He is Fadil, the other one is Mafdul. Then he said, Rahimahullah, wal awla an yakuna al imam min al khiyar. But the better thing is that the imam should be from amongst the best of the people. And we gave evidence that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam appointed Abu Bakr al-Siddiq to lead Salatul Fajr on the day that he passed away, the day the Prophet died, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He commanded the people to appoint Abu Bakr as the Imam for that Salah. And that became an evidence for Umar radiallahu anhu to suggest that Abu Bakr al-Siddiq should be the Khalifa after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had appointed Abu Bakr to lead Salah, and Salah is from the affairs of Akhirah, why shouldn't we make Abu Bakr al-Siddiq our ruler and leader in the matters of dunya? If he can be made to lead us in the matters of Akhirah, then dunya will not be a problem. This issue, if we think of it very well, there are a lot of issues around it. Unfortunately, many of the people betray this trust. If someone can be entrusted with the affairs of Akhirah, if we can appoint somebody to be Imam, that Imam should not be the one who will steal the money of the masjid. That Imam should not be the one who, when we contribute money, if we place it in his hands, it will be lost. Because he is guiding us in the matters of Akhirah. In fact, some of the people have this now in the opposite. They say because his Imam does not mean that. But it should be the other way around. If we appoint somebody to lead us in Salah, to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we should be able to trust him and say, okay, our dunya to take it, control it for us. So this fiqh of Umar radiallahu anhu to appoint and mention Abu Bakr al-Siddiq to be the Amir and the Khalifa after the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a sound fiqh, the sound reason. We are the ones that are doing what we want. So Imam al-Shawkani said, وَالْأَوْلَىٰ أَنْ يَكُونَ الْإِمَامُ مِنَ الْخِيَارِ. But the most preferred thing, a better thing to do is that the person to be the Imam. Yes, it is allowed that a person of a lower status and lead Salah when someone who is better than him is behind him. Salah to Mafdul, Lili, Fadil. Yes, it's allowed. وَالْأَوْلَىٰ أَنْ يَكُونَ الْإِمَامُ مِنَ الْخِيَارِ. The best thing is that if in a community we want to appoint the Imam, should be from the best of us. should be the imam, as the companions did, radiallahu anhu, when they appointed Abu Bakr al-Siddiq as the best of them, since he was appointed by the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam to lead them. وَيَأُمُّ الرَّجُلُ بِالنِّسَىٰ. Then from the issue on Salatul Jama'ah is that يَأُمُّ الرَّجُلُ بِالنِّسَىٰ, a man can lead women in Salah. So, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led women in Salah on many occasions. Women observed Salah behind the Prophet. يَأُمُّ الرَّجُلُ بِالنِّسَىٰ. In fact, some of the ulama say يَأُمُّ الرَّجُلُ بِمْرَأَتِ, a man can even lead one woman, just like a man can lead his wife, can lead his mother. So if it is not his mahram, it is preferable that he does not lead them. But if we don't fear fitna and he leads her in Salah, the Salah is valid. So perhaps in a marketplace, we have the Salah in the marketplace. Perhaps Imam will come and one Mama will come. They will start Salah. Others will join them. This Salah is valid. The Imam Shokani in Ad-Darrarim in Muzia says, anyone who says this kind of Salah is not valid, let him come up with proof. That one man, one Baba Imam in one masjid or in one Musalla in the market comes out and leads one Iyala Salatu in Salah, in that Musalla, where people come to pray, perhaps before the rest of the people come, they finish the Salah. The people came late. If that Salah happens, the Salah is valid. So, يَأُمُّ الرَّجُلُ بِالنِّسَىٰ. We gave all that narration, Hadith of Anas, Hadith of Umm Salam. I hope we remember that in our last class. It is la lax. But not the other way around. That is to say, we cannot bring a woman to lead men in Salah. Bil ijma. Someone asked, oh yeah, give us 10 minutes. Ijma. Ijma is consensus of scholars. Now people cannot say, eh? You know, because we're in a funny generation. The people who propagate feminism, they will say, there's a name they will call the ulama. I will not tell us, so that it will not further propagate that name. It's a bad name. But they will accuse the scholars of being biased, being name biased. Hey, you want men to be leading us in everything now. That is why we say those scholars agree that women should not lead Salah. Otherwise, why shouldn't a woman lead Salah? There are so many reasons why a woman would not lead Salah. And because we are different. وَلَيْسَ الزَّكَرُونَ. Men are not like women. I think we discussed this a little bit further in the last class. We are not the same. So there is ijma. It is not known that a woman led people in the masjid, prophet's masjid, or one masjid led the people in Salah in the time of the Prophet Muhammad, or the time of the Tabi'u and those who came up. So Imam Ibn Hazm al-Andalusi rahimahullah, we mentioned that he cited an ijma, that he mentioned in his book, Maratib al-Ijma. Likewise, Al-Imam Ibn Abd al-Barr, in his book, Al-Istibkar, says, وَأَجْمَعَ الْعُلَمَىٰ عَلَىٰ أَنَّ الرِّجَالِ لَا يَأُمَّ الْعُلَمَىٰ. So the scholars are agreed that أَنَّ الرِّجَالِ, that the men must not be led in Salah by women. So no woman should lead men in Salah. Now, I mean, I'm happy not for Al-Imam Did you memorize the entire Quran? Even if it is Al-Fatiha to that he knows, that is what by which he knew himself. So Imam al-Shawkani says, Rahimahullah, وَيَعُبُّ الرَّجُلُ بِالْجِسَاحِ. Then they can lead females in Salah, la lax, but not the other way around. I hope that this point is clear. Then he said, Rahimahullah, وَالْمُفْتَرِلُ بِالْمُتَنَبِّلِ وَالْمُفْتَرِلُ بِالْمُتَنَبِّلِ. Likewise, the person that is observing Salatul Fariḍa, this mutalafi, he can lead a person observing Nafila. So the Imam can be observing Salatul Fariḍa. Well, one brother had observed Fariḍa. He will only be observing Nafila with the Imam. So Salatul Muftarid, or Salatul Mutanaffil, Wara al-Muftarid. The Salah of a person observing Nafila is valid behind the Salah of the Imam, when the Imam is observing Fariḍa. That is, if you want to perform Nafila, you can pray behind somebody performing a Fard Salah, a compulsory Salah. In fact, two of the scholars claim Ijma, cite Ijma. Al-Imam ibn Qudama al-Muqtasi in al-Mughni, he cited al-Ijma. Likewise, Al-Imam al-Shawkani in al-Darrari al-Mughniyya. They say la khilafa in the ulama. There is no difference among the scholars that somebody who wants to make nafila can observe his nafila behind Imam that is doing what? That is observing compulsory salah. They may be observing Salatul Isha. You had observed Isha. You can just make Niyarul Isha to be a Nafila. So meaning that you are making Nafila. The Imam is making what? Fariḍa. This is allowed. So he says, Rahimahullah, وَالْمُفْتَرِدُ بِالْمُكَلَّفِ. The one who is observing Fard Salah can lead a person who is observing Nafila. A person observing Nafila can pray behind the Imam that is observing Fard. Some people can say, but their intentions are different. وَإِنَّمَا لِكُلِّ امْرِئٍ مَا نَوَى. Each of them, the Imam will have the reward for what he has intended. The Ma'mum al-Mutanaffil in this case, he will also have the reward for his nafila. The Imam intended farjhu, falahu ma nawa. The Ma'mum intended nafilahu, falahu ma nawa. He will also have the reward for what he has intended. Like I said, two of the scholars say this, there is no difference in these among the scholars. But what is the proof for that? Before we go, it says la la. He says one axe, father. He says one axe. Likewise, the Imam can be observing Nafila while the Ma'mum is observing Fard Salah. The Imam can be observing Fard Salah while the Ma'mum is observing what? Nafila. One axe. The Imam can also be observing Nafila while the Ma'mum is also observing what? Fard Salah. He says, wal muftaridu bil mutanaffil. The one who is observing Fard Salah can lead a person observing Nafila wal aqs and vice versa. The other way around. Meaning, the Imam can be observing Nafila while you are observing Fard Salah. Like the time of Tarawih, this thing happens a lot. You find that the Imam, perhaps people came late for Isha, they will miss the people observing Salatul Tarawih. So they can observe it behind them. No need to start asking everybody to can I do? You see people asking after Salah to go. Somebody pray. They have to go. Go. He don't be back. Enjoy the Salah. If he is observing Nafila, then Salah to Mutanafilu, demand the Mutanafili, demand. Will Mustafa. And if he is observing part of Salah, you want to make Nafila, there is Salah to Mutanafil. Lil Mustafa, so why are you disturbing yourself? Just join the Salah if you want to pray behind it. When people ask me that, I don't answer. People now come near you to your ears. Zoom. Al-Imam Shawkani said, Rahimahullah, wal-muftaridu bil-mutanafil wal-aqsi. Al-muftaridu, somebody observing Salatul Fariqa, can observe that Salah as Imam, leading a person observing Nafila wal-aqsi. A person can also be observing Nafila while he is leading the person observing the Salah. Very important. After this now, perhaps somebody will ask, if I pray Salah to go, I met the people on 3 or 5. So after the sleep, I stood up and somebody came in. Can he follow me? Can he perform that Salah? Somebody can ask. But you see that there will not be need to ask that. Because that person is mustari to have mustari. So I ask. You met 3 rakat. You have to pay 1 back. While you are paying that 1 back, you are what? You are mustari. A person performing Salatul Fariqa. So someone comes into the mosque. It's also mustari. You don't need to be asking. Just join the man. He's mushtarit. He becomes your imam. And if it is nafila you want to make, he still becomes your imam. So there's no issue around it at all. In Ramadan, there's always this problem in masajid. Maghrib, Isha, Tarawih. Issues. Because some people will really come late at the time of Tarawih. So observe Salat al-Maghrib. Maybe they were traveling, anything, whatever it is. So you see people asking this question. Just join us. This means that each time you want to join a person praying, don't bother yourself. Join him, but keep a watch of your own salah. Be counting your own rak'ah. So that when he makes his taslim and goes away, you continue to complete your salah, whatever remains of your salah. There are evidences for all of this. But I would like us to lay a foundation, so that the evidences will be in proper place. The point here today is that a person can be performing part of the Salah and he can lead a person performing a Nafila. And a person performing Nafila can also lead a person to perform a part. I hope that this point is clear. The first issue we'd like to discuss in that case after this brief explanation. Is Salatul Muftari bil Mutanafil. What is the proof that if I am performing Farz, I can lead you if you are performing Nafila? Or you are performing Farz. I want to make Nafila. Can I still pray behind you? Yes, sir. What is the proof of it? We're in a generation of proofs. Everything must have a proof. Yazid ibn al-Aswad al-Amiri was the companion of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, شَهِدْتُ مَعَ النَّبِيِّ sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam حَجَّتَهُ. I witnessed the Hajj of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Or I witnessed the Hajj along with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Prophet only performed one Hajj. And that Hajj is called Hajjatul Wada. The last Hajj, the Hajj of farewell. Because he never came back. That Hajj was the Hijjah. He died in Rabi'ul Awwal. The Rabi'ul Awwal that followed it. The Prophet died alayhi salatu wasalam. In the Rabi'ul Awwal that followed that Dhul Hijjah. How many months was that after?
3 months.
So that was the last Hajj. So like he was saying bye-bye. And he said a lot of things in that Hajj to show that after this Hajj, salam alaykum. Sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So for the companions, they are happy to tell the people that I was there. I was there on the last Hajj of the Messenger alayhi wa sallam. And every human being will always have one last Hajj, after which he will not make another one. May Allah make it easy for us. This فَصَلَّيْتُ مَعَهُ صَلَاةَ الصُّبْحِ. So that Hajj, during that Hajj, I observed one Salat al-Subhi with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi Masjid al-Faith. That Salat took place at Masjid al-Faith. We know Masjid al-Faith. Masjid al-Faith is in Mina. Mina is the place where after Arafah, you go to Muzdalifah walk, you pass the night in Muzdalifah. On the night of Arafah, people are passing. By the time they are making it so, Hujjaj had left Arafah. They will move from Arafah to Muzdalifah. They will pass the night compulsorily in Muzdalifah. They will sleep in Muzdalifah. Except women and sick and old people, and those people taking care of these sick and old. So when the night breaks into two, they will move from Muzdalifah to Mina. So Masjid al-Khayf is in Mina. Jamarat, where they throw or where we throw the pebbles, is also in Mina. In fact, after Masjid al-Khayf, to your left, if you are coming from Mina, you find Masjid al-Khayf to your left, less than 100, less than 50 meters, you are on the first Jamarat, the smallest Jamarat. Then the middle one, then the middle one. And as you are going like that, you are moving towards Makkah. So, Masjid al-Khayf is to the left. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam spoke a lot about Masjid al-Khayf. He said about 70 among Anbiya performed Salah in Masjid al-Khayf. 70 among Anbiya, they make Salah in Masjid al-Khayf. It's a big Masjid. And it's usually the gathering of all about in Hajj. Big scholars in Hajj, they gather in Masjid al-Khayf. Same the history of Islam. Let's proceed. So this companion said he observed Salatul Fajr with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fi Masjid al-Khayf, at Masjid al-Khayf. He says, فَلَمَّا قَضَى صَلَاتَهُ وَانْحَرَفَ. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ended his salah and turned, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا هُوَ بِرَجُلٍ, suddenly he saw two men fi أُخْرَى الْقَوْمِ, they were behind the people. لَمْ يُصَلِّيَا مَعَهُمْ, these two people did not pray with the Prophet Muhammad. Some people are saying that there, two of them, they did not pray with the Prophet Muhammad. فَقَالَ عَلَيَّ بِهِمَا, the Prophet said, go and bring those two people to me. عَلَيْهِ السَّلَاةُ وَالسَّلَامُ. Says, فَجِئَ بِهِمَا تُرْعَدُ فَرَائِسُهُمَا, the two of them were brought to Al-Qur'a al-Sukhma. When they were coming to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, their Farisa, four of them, were shivering. The Farisa is the meat between the shoulder and the chest. They usually a lump of meat, for people especially who have. When the human being is scared, that meat begins to vibrate. So when they were told this, Hanabi Bey, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now what did we do? We did not pray with the people. Surah al-Faraisu. This lump of flesh here began to shake. Out of what? Fear and love combined together. It's not just of fear. Because the Prophet was not a man to be feared like that. And it was not out of complete hope, because they did not know whether they had done something wrong. So it is a combination of fear. We don't know what will happen. So they got in that situation. He came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. فَقَالَ مَا مَنَعَكُمَا أَن تُصَلِّيَا مَعَنَا. So the Prophet asked, مَا مَنَعَكُمَا أَن تُصَلِّيَا مَعَنَا. What prevented you both from observing the salah along with us? فَقَالَ The two of them said, يَا رَسُولَ اللَّهِ O Messenger of Allah, إِنَّا كُنَّا قَدْ صَلَّيْنَا. We had observed our salah. في حالنا in our tent. قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. The Prophet said عليه الصلاة والسلام فلا تفعل. Do never do that again. He said عليه الصلاة والسلام إذا صليتما في رحالكما. Whenever you pray in your tent, wherever you pray there, ثم أتيتما مسجد الجماعة. And then you both come to the masjid where the Salatul Jama'ah is observed. فَصَلِّيَا مَعَهُمْ. The two of you should pray with the people. فَإِنَّهُمَا لَكُمَا نَافِلَةٌ. Because those Salat that you, the two of you will observe, فَإِنَّهُمَا لَكُمَا نَافِلَةٌ. The Salat will be what for you? نَافِلَةٌ. Ah. So the first one will be what? فَرِيْهُ. The second one will be what? Nafilah. Cool? But behind who are they observing it? Behind an imam, who is doing what? Who is performing faridah? Is this point clear? Their salah will be nafilah. Why? Because they had already observed the salah. They made adab with faridah in their tent before they came. Then when they came, those people are just observing the fire. So in order to pray with the people, it will be nafila for you. What we want to get from this hadith is the fact that it is nafila for them. But they will be praying behind who? Behind an imam who is observing faridah. Is this point clear from this hadith? Yes, that is the meaning of hadith. And this hadith occurs in Sunan Tirmidhi. It also occurs in Sunan Abi Dawud. Al-Imam al-Nasa'i also reported hadith. Likewise, Al-Imam Ahmad, they all reported hadith. There are a lot of issues around this hadith. There is hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar also in Sunan Abi Dawud, and it is authentic. It says that, لا تصلوا صلاة في يوم مرتين. لا تصلوا صلاة في يوم مرتين. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, don't perform a particular salah on a single day twice. Meaning, don't pray zero twice on a day. Because your salah will be six and not five. Don't pray fajr twice. Your salah will be six, not five for that day. Is la tusallu salatan marratayn fi yawmin. Don't observe one salah twice on a single day. So we can ask those two companions that the Prophet commanded to join the people and observe the salah. Have they not performed that salah twice, that salah to Sufi? Would they not have been observing it twice on a single day? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prevented us from observing one single salah twice on a single day. Who will answer this question? Or what do we do? Now? Aha! The first salah they have observed is faridah. The second salah is what? Nafilah. So they have not performed two salah on a single day. They have not performed one salah on a single day twice. They have not. The one who would have performed one salah on a single day twice is the one who will intend to make faridah. He has made faridah. He will now intend to make faridah again. This is wrong. So the meaning of the second hadith, the hadith of Abdullah ibn Umar, that لا تصلوا صلاة مرة في يوم. What does it mean? Don't make niyyah to make two salah. Don't make fajr two. Make fajr one. So in case you come, you meet the people of Darul Salah, pray with them, but you must have the intention that what I do, I'm making that. So the hadith are not concerned. We have just going to explain this in case you find it anything. This is the way the ahadith in Bulugh al-Maram are arranged. I have heard one young brother say, this Bulugh al-Maram, you read one hadith, the second hadith, it will be like it will be like it will be because you don't understand. Bulugh al-Maram is a book that must be learned. It's not a book to be read. But it can be kahukaloka. Learn it. So the person who will teach you, if Allah wills, he'll be helping you to connect those ahadith that to you do not appear contradictory, but they are not contradictory. You just don't know where to place each of them. So it appears contradictory. So these two ahadith are not contradictory. The point we want to pick is in the first hadith that it is permissible for somebody to perform nafila behind an imam that is praying what? I hope that this point is clear. The ulama say there is no khilaf, no difference amongst the ulama that a person can perform nafila behind an imam that is observing what? What is the proof? Two companions had prayed. They came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu at Masjid al-Khayf and he told them to join the salah. If they join the salah and observe that salah, فَإِنَّهُمَا لَكُمَا نَافِلَةٌ those salah they would have observed would be nafila for them. The first one is their what? Fareed. So if it is nafila for them, they are performing nafila behind an imam that is in what? Performing fareed. I hope that the point is clear. Then an imam al-Shawkani said, وَالْعَكْسِ likewise, in the open. We said this one, the scholars are not defined that you can perform that fila behind the imam making fariqa, but that you can perform fariqa behind mutanakkil. There is different things. Hanafiya and the Malikiya say no. The Malikiya, that is the madhab that is common on our lands. So you can read Ashnawi or Ziya or any of Al-Aqdari or any of these other books and find that it's clear. If you are making nafila, you cannot be imam of a person that is making fariqa. But this thinking is wrong. There is a clear cut hadith, the hadith of Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari, radiyallahu anhu. Jabir ibn Abdullah, Abu Abdullah, I'm sorry, Khazraj, this companion was a great companion of the Prophet Muhammad, Jabir. He reported the hadith of Mu'adh ibn Jabal, radiyallahu anhu. So the case we are discussing now is Imamatul Mutanassil lil Muftarij. Imamatul Mutanassil, the leadership of a person performing Nafila lil Muftarij. Over or in front of a person performing fariqa. Baba Imam Abu Aisha, he's performing nafila. We want to make fariqa. Is it allowed? He said yes, it's allowed. But some of the mazahib, like the Malikiya and Hanafiya, they don't agree that it's accepted. But that their disagreement is a wrong disagreement. We will see it in this hadith from the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jabir ibn Abdullah al-Ansari said, Anna Mu'adha, that Mu'adh ibn Jabal, kana yusalli ma'a al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This hadith is in Sahih al-Bukhari and Sahih Muslim. Kana yusalli ma'a al-Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will perform salah. Which salah would he perform with the Prophet Muhammad? Salatul Isha. Mu'adh ibn Jabal would perform Salatul Isha with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's his first salah, is what? Fariqa. And then he says, ثُمَّ يَرْجِعُ فَيَأُمُّ قَوْمَهُ ثُمَّ يَرْجِعُ. Then he will go back فيقوم قومه. He will then go and lead his people, but Musaima, he will go and lead them. Afa Zani Muaz ibn Jabal. Ulama call him Sultan al-Ulama yawm al-Qiyamah. Oba wa afa anjabi. Sultan al-Ulama. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, A'lamu ummati bil halal wal haram, Muaz ibn Jabal. Muaz. The best of my ummah in knowledge regarding halal and haram. Who? Abu Abdul Rahman. Radiallahu anhu. Very learned. Some of the ulama say he's the best learned in ilm al-kira'at. Kira'at al-Qur'an. There is Ubay Diaw. There is Ibn Abdi Diaw. These are the great scholars amongst scholars. So when the Prophet, that's a blessing, a benefit I like to derive. When the Prophet sends a companion to a people, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's sending the knowledgeable one. Not just anybody. So it's what to say, daddy, no. The only daddy, repair a man, yo.
Because far to the shape, nah. If you don't have something, you can't give it.
He has a pocket on the photo coin. Oh, he is possessed of the boom. He knows it. Wherever you find the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sending people, go and check it. To Yemen, the first three people. He sent Mu'adh, he sent Ali ibn Abi Talib. You know the next one he sent? Abu Huraira. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. These were the people he sent to Yemen. Each of them, and you know what he did, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He divided Yemen into three. You start from here, you start from here, you start from here. Oh yeah, make the dawah to the center. Each of them was a man in knowledge. Afala nabi ma siya kolo wili, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Iti wọn abati lọ sójú ọ̀nà lọ́wọ́ akẹ́kẹ́ lọ kẹ́kọ̀ọ́ aláìmọ̀kẹ́kọ̀ọ́. The duty that the Sharia requires of a person who has no knowledge is to do go and learn. Kàjíẹ́ kẹ́yìn kàràkì. Kàfin kàjíẹ́ kẹ́kẹ́rẹ́ àmútaní. Yàrá kàkí ìzá iná sún kẹ́rẹ́ àmútaní kẹ́bàk bá a kàràkì. Mèzá kàkí. Chikin mèmẹ́lẹ̀ zá kàkíra. So it's a very wrong thinking. If you now want to say, Tuba no, ye man, you want to go, Shele, kill me, don't let. You don't let, kill me. So these are some of the problems we have with Jama'at al-Tabligh. Now, this is not the way to make Tabligh. The way to make Tabligh, we need me, not with Satan. Ọmọ kí ó ti dá gájí àwọn sọ̀tàn. Ṣùgbọ́n the one who is just still learning art, be careful. We can go on discussing this matter, but let us stop. The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Mu'adh ibn Jabal, after praying with the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he used to say, Ubay ibn Ka'ab too. There is a hadith of Ubay in Sahih Bukhari too. That after he prays with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, behind the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he also has people he goes to lead in salam. Ubay ibn Ka'ab. You know what Ubay ibn Ka'ab, the Prophet, Allah said to the Prophet regarding him, Ubay ibn Ka'ab. The Prophet said to Ubay sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, come and read the Quran to me. Allah said that I should come to you to listen to the Quran. Ubay asked the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Samani Rabbi, Allah mentioned my name? The Prophet said, yes, Allah mentioned. He started crying. He said, Allah mentioned my name. The point of reference is that one of the things you can do that you can earn respect before Allah is knowledge. That Allah mentioned the name of one, Ubay. So Allah called my name,
devoted to tears. These are the people the Prophet is sending, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and Allah Muhammad is saying, go and teach people Islam. Ubayy ibn Ka'b. So Mu'adh ibn Jabal will go after praying with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He will lead the people in salah. This companion, in other riwayah, I just brought a summarized riwayah. Unfortunately, that riwayah is exactly as it occurs in Sahih al-Bukhari. But the story is a wider story. That salah is salah al-Isha. On that day, Muaz went there after performing salah al-Fariqah with Prophet salah al-Isha. He went to lead the people in salah. And those were his community. So he's the afar of the community. Hey, but okay, Uthman, today. So if I finish with the Prophet, some people, if it were Yoruba, I'd say, why are you going to pray with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Some people will say that. Instead of going to pray with the Prophet, stay with us. Go know about that again. He too will be deceived by himself. He's going to learn with the Prophet. Should I leave my learning because I want to teach you? I should leave learning because I want to teach. Some of our younger brothers behave like that now. You want to teach somebody, you cut off yourself from learning. Is it a reasonable thing to do? What I can do is, after I finish my lessons for the day, I will come and face you. So after Salah with the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he went to his people to lead them. Salah to Isha. Now, one of those who were in the masjid with Mu'adh was a man who fetched water for his camels. He was clear, he was exhausted. And then, فَفْتَحْتَحَ بِالْبَقَرَ Mu'adh, you know his Quran. أَلِفْ لَامْ مِيمْ ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ The mark for salah, there is report in Sahih Muslim. I'm mentioning this because usually an issue of akhdh wa radd among our brothers. In the riwayah of Imam Muslim, it says, فَسَلَّمَ الرَّجُلْ وَالْحَارَفَ The man makes the clean salam alaykum wa rahmatullah. He went to the side of the masjid and prayed so quick. He left him. Ulama say this is evidence that the Imam should not observe salah to bring hardship to the people. And if you do it, those people who have business or who are sick or who are, for whatever reason, they have a need to go out of money, they can make the same and live in their home. So the Prophet encouraged them to make surah shams, surah lay. We are coming back to that. That the Imam, if you lead people in salah, don't lead as a So you want to read whatever we want to share. And then you start accusing the people as they accuse this companion. They say, Ana fakta ya kula. Have you performed nifaq? Are you becoming a hypocrite? You know it was salah to Isha. Are you becoming a hypocrite? You are living salah to Isha. They say, I'm not hypocrite. I'm not. And Allah will show you that I'm not. I will go and report you to the Prophet Muhammad. You see, Imam? So he went to report Mu'adh and the rest of the people to the Prophet Muhammad. Message of I'm a man who fetches water for my camels. Mu'adh came to lead us in salah after performing his own Isha with you. And then he started to read Surah Al-Baqarah. What did he say? Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Afatanun anta ya Mu'adh! Afatanun anta ya Mu'adh! Muaz, are you a person you want to bring fitna to people? You want to bring hardship to people? You want to send them away? In the riwayah of Ubay, it happened to Ubay like that too. It said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, inna minkum lamunastiru. Inna minkum lamunastiru. Amongst you there are some people. They are munastiri. They are doing something that will dissuade the people from Islam. Of course, because when the salah is locked, so you'll be, I will not come to the salah Isha. Why? My leg is paining me and the Imam is reading long surahs. So that is why, when you lead the people,
all your countries, whoever leads the people should. We are coming back to that. But the point of reference we need from this hadith is that Mu'adh will perform this salah with the Prophet Fariba. But when he goes to the people, what does he do?
Nothing.
That means Al-Mutanafil can be the Imam for who? For the Muftarij. Mu'adh in that hadith will be Imam Al-Mutanafil for his people. While the people will be what? Ma'mum Muftarij. People who are leading, who are being led in Salah, observing a Salah that is what? Fariba. I hope that this point is clear. So you can observe, you can be Imam on Nafila, people are praying behind you, Fariba. You can be Imam Muftarij, making Fariba, while the people are making the Nafila. I hope that these points are clear, inshallah. There are many other issues around these matters. We can proceed. We mentioned that the mazhab of the Malikiya is that we should not do it. But this hadith of Mu'adh is a clear-cut refutation of that position. Al-Imam ibn al-Munzir in his book Al-Awsat, the fourth volume, page 248, he made a tabweed and he placed this hadith of Mu'adh and others that we have read on that. He says, Zikru ibahati timam al-musalli. Mentioning the permissibility of al-musalli nafilat. The person who is observing a nafil salah. Khalfa man musalli fariyadatan. Behind the person observing fariyadatan. That is, we are mentioning the permissibility that a person can be observing nafila khalfa man yusalli faridah, behind the person who is observing what? Faridah. That is, imam is muftarij, the ma'mum is what? Mutanafil. Waqt imam al-musalli faridatan. And the permissibility of a person observing salah faridah, an obligatory salah, khalfa man yusalli nafilatan, behind the person that is observing nafilah. That is, in this case, imam is observing nafilah, the ma'mum is observing what? Fariḍah. Or ma'mum is observing nafilah and imam is observing fariḍah. Whichever of the case, we can pray behind. So to say, oh, innama al-a'mal bi niyyat, it is the second aspect of that hadith that we get going here, that wa innama yukullu imri'in bima nawa. The imam will be rewarded for his faridah. The ma'mum will be rewarded for his what? Nafilah. If it is vice versa, the same thing. That's why Imam Shukani said, Rahimahullah, wal-muftaridu bil-mutanafil. Al-muftaridu, somebody observing faridah, can also lead salah for somebody who is observing nafilah, wal-aqsu. It can also be vice versa. Then he said, Rahimahullah, وَتَجِبُ الْمُتَابَعَةُ فِي غَيْرِ مُفْتِنٍ وَتَجِبُ الْمُتَابَعَةُ فِي غَيْرِ مُفْتِنٍ وَتَجِبُ الْمُتَابَعَةُ فِي غَيْرِ مُفْتِنٍ. And then it is compulsory. What is compulsory? الْمُتَابَعَةُ فِي غَيْرِ مُفْتِنٍ. That the person performing salah behind the imam must follow the imam. As long as that imam does not do something that will deviate the salah. For example, the imam deliberately makes salah to be terakat. Salah to the fajr. After the first rak'ah, Allahu Akbar. Second rak'ah. Third rak'ah, if he stands up, don't follow him. Why? How many rak'ah is salat al-fajr? Two. So if he stands up for the third, don't follow. These are some of the areas that we discussed earlier. We can tell the imam, Babali Mamu, Ejoko. He says, Subhanallah, 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 he does not understand. Ejoko, where is your mamu? Abu Aish, don't let them tell you to sit down. Something like this had happened in the time of the conference. someone of that person, I won't go into the people, I'll just say it from off. The Zab Salah to the first. How many of us were there that they told you, no, it's not. It's not that I'm able to sleep. One of those who observed that Salah behind me, if I'm not correcting, was Abdullah ibn Masud. You have to tell him to tell the person who was leading the Salah. He told him to talk. Salama. Salimah al-Shawkani said, Rahimahullah, wa tajibul mutaba'atu. It is compulsory to follow the Imam. As long as the Imam does not do something that he did. So there are two things inside this. Wujubul mutaba lil Imam. The compulsoriness of the obligation of following the Imam. In the majority of the Imam, the Imam has been appointed that he must be followed. Hadith of Abu Hurairah, radiallahu anhu. So he says, فَإِذَا كَبَّرَ أَكْبَرُ. So when the Imam says, Allahu Akbar, what should you say?
Allahu
Akbar. His riwayah, Sunan Abi Dawud. I like my brother to go through this riwayah. I have some, sorry, books sometimes, I say, these kinds of books, Ido Muneo Jadi. You did that, a strong argument. Just go and bring it. It will solve that problem. There are some riwayahs like that too. You need to keep it because of the day that trouble will happen. You just bring the riwayah. In the riwayah of Sunan Abi Dawud, Abu Huraira said that the Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَا تُكَبِّرُ حَتَّى يُكَبِّرَكَ. Do not say takbir until the Imam finishes his takbir. So the meaning of وَإِذَا كَبَّرَ أَوْ فَإِذَا كَبَّرَ فَكَبِّرُ is that وَلَا تُكَبِّرُ حَتَّى يُكَبِّرَكَ. Because it can be argued linguistically that what is it that says, if the Imam says takbir, I can't make takbir. Don't give him the riwayah of Sunan Abi Dawud. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَا تُكَبِّرُ حَتَّى يُكَبِّرُ. Do not make your takbir until and unless the Imam ends his own takbir. إِنَّمَا جُوِلَ الْإِمَامِ لِيْتَمَنَا فَإِذَا كَبَّرَ فَكَبِّرُ. Read the riwayah of Abu Dawud. وَلَا تُكَبِّرُ حَتَّى يُكَبِّرُ. Do not make your takbir unless he has finished his own takbir. وَلَا تَرْكَهُ حَتَّى يَرْكَ. Do not also make ruku until the Imam has made his ruku. وَلَا تَسْجُدُ حَتَّى يَسْجُدَ. Do not make your sujood until and unless the Imam makes his sujood. So the Imam must be followed in Salah. Don't observe Salah before him. It is a big sin. That's why it says, وَتَجِبُ mutaba'a. It is compulsory. There are some among the scholars who say, if a person deliberately goes on ruku before the Imam, his salah is batila. If a person deliberately, I know a brother who does it very well. He's one of us. I have cautioned him many times. If you are praying together, wallahi, you are leading him in salah, before you put your head on the ground, his head is on the ground. He will not wait for you. You understand? You are his imam, leading him in salah. Before you put your head on the ground, he says, when you make ruku, before you make ruku, he has made ruku. I don't know where he is running to. If a person does it deliberately, ulama have two views. The jumhur is that ya asam wa salatuhu mujzi'a. He is committing a sin, but his salah is worth valid. This is the view of the jumhur. But there are those among the ulama who say that salatuhu batila. His salah goes invalid if he is doing it deliberately, not out of any mistake or what? Forgetfulness. If it's a mistake, just go back to where you are and continue the salah. But deliberately, Imam, before Imam makes ruku, he's on ruku. Before Imam finally has stood up, deliberately, like this, performing salah like this, salah to go back to him. This is the position of Abdullah ibn Umar. It's also the position of Abu Huraira. It's also the position of many Imams. It appears to me to be the strongest deen. And Imam Ibn Hazmin in his book, Al-Muhalla, that's his deen. And he says, وَهُوَ مَذْهَبُ جَمَاعَةٍ مِنَ السَّلَفِ. That is the view of a number amongst the elements. So it's not a strange view that if a person deliberately goes before Imam to make ruku or sujood or these actions in salah, his salah is invalid. The least thing is the madhab of Jumhur. They say he's committing a sin, even though his salah is violent. What are the proofs for this? Anas ibn Malik radiallahu anhu. We know Anas ibn Malik. What's his kunya? Abu Hamza radiallahu anhu. Anas. The beloved of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khadimu Rasulih sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sabah, he served the messenger. He said, Salla bina Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam zata yawmi. One day the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam led us in salah. When we mention the messenger's name, let us not be stingy. Say sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the difference between these kinds of gatherings and the gatherings that in Quran. Different, because you will be making you have a lot of as-salatu was-salamu ala nabi sallam. So before you stand up, your rewards of a food, you are not just in halqa, you are making ibadah. Even in many majalis of fiqh, they don't discuss fiqh like this. You just hear Malik Ishaq, you also have a pikin, don't handle the fiqh of the people like that. Explain it to them and connect them to the Prophet Muhammad. It's very important. We are not coming here to just see them. You'll be making salat, salat. So that's why sometimes you'll be saying sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sometimes you'll change it to alayhi salatu wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, alayhi salatu wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The scholars of hadith, they say nobody makes it much of salatu ala nabi like scholars of hadith. Every time you are reading hadith, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When someone is writing all these ahadiths, what will he be saying? Summa qala rasul, summa qala rasul, summa qala rasul, you know, he's making a lot of things. So let's not allow that chance to go past. So Anas radiallahu anhu said, the messenger alayhi salatu wasalam led them in salah on a day. Falamma qada salah. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ended the salah, akbala alayna bi wajhi, he turned his face to us. Faqala ayyuhan nas. Then the Prophet said, O people, alayhi salatu wa sallam, inni imamukum, inni imamukum, I am your imam. Fala tasbiquni bi ruku'i. So do not precede me in the ruku'. Don't go on to make the ruku before me. La tasdiquni bimada bi ruku'i wala bisujudi. Do not also precede me. Before I do it, you are already there. Don't do that. Ayyuha an-nas, inni imamukum, I'm your imam. Fala tasbiquni bi ruku'i wala bisujudi wala bilqiyam. Don't also stand up before me. Don't do so. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wala bilinsiraf. Don't make taslim before I make taslim. Rabbi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. La tasbiquni bilruku'i wala bimada bisujudi wala bilqiyam wala bilinsiraf. The taslim, so don't do it before me. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. فَإِنِّي أَرَاكُمْ أَمَامِي وَمِنْ خَلْقِي. Because I see you in front of me as I see you from behind. I see you in front, I also see you from behind. Ulama say this is in Salah. The Prophet sees us in Salah. Do we hear that? The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as he sees us from behind in Salah. He mentioned that to when he was talking about us, we have to sukuf. So make your sukuf well, because I see him from behind as I see you in front. In Salat. In Salat. In Salat. So, but the point of reference here is a statement. Allah tasbikuni bil ruku'i wala mala wala bis sujudi wala bil qiyami wala bil insiraf inni imamukum. I am your imam. Meaning, follow me. Don't do it before. This hadith that we have read of course in Sahih. Meaning that to do it before is a sin. So that's what Imam Shawkani said. Wa tajibul mutaba. To follow the Imam is compulsory. Because the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has prohibited us from doing those actions when? Before him. Or with him. He prohibited it. The only thing he has allowed us is when I finish my work, do your work. Some people can say, oh, is that the only thing he said? Hear this one now. The Prophet said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this time this is the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu, and it is collected by Imam Bukhari and Muslim in their books of Sahih. He says, Amma yakhsha ahadukum iza rafa'a ra'sahu qabla al-imam. Amma yakhsha ahadukum iza rafa'a ra'sahu qabla al-imam. Does any of you not become afraid? If not any of you, are you not afraid? That if an individual, this individual, is he not afraid that if he raises his head before the Imam, أَيَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ رَأْسَ حِمَارٍ, that Allah makes his head to become the head of a donkey? You are not afraid. Imam is in sujood. You want to touch the Imam with the rock, bil qiyam. لَا تَخَافُ لَا تَخْشَى. You are not afraid. أَنْ تَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ رَأْسَهُ رَأْسَ حِمَارٍ. أَنْ يَجْعَلَ اللَّهُ رَأْسَهُ رَأْسَ حِمَارٍ. That Allah makes his head to become the head of a donkey. One of the scholars explained this. He said, why is it that it is a donkey that he talked about? Why not رَأْسُ الْكَلْبِ? Ulama said, because the donkey is أَجْعَلُ الْحَيَوَانِ. Jahal. When Allah gave example of ignorance, which animal is he using? Hima. Matalu ladina hukmilu tawra. Zumma lal yahmiluha. That was Hima. Because of ignorance. So the person who will be standing up, Hima will tell you, Hima will tell you, you say, Allah, man, can't do me. Like that. So is he not afraid that Allah will convert his head to the head of Himar? Or يجعل الله صورته صورة حمار? Or that Allah will change his form to the form of Himar, donkey? Don't try it. Don't raise your head before Imam. Don't go down before Imam. Don't make ruku before Imam. Don't do it before the Imam. Because during the Imam, Bara ibn Azim, this hadith also occurs in Bukhari. He said, when the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did Fajr Salah, if he goes on Sajda, his head will be on the ground. Our own path will not fall like this. Until his head is on the ground, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our path will not be on the ground. We are standing erect. His head will be on the ground before we move. So our first today before Imam was already there, we should stop this practice. The least opinion is that we are committing a sin if you do that. Otherwise, the correct view is that a person who does that does not have son. May Allah protect all of us. So Imam Shawkani said, Rahimahullah, وَتَجِبُ الْمُتَابَعَةُ فِي غَيْرِ مُسْلِمٍ. It is compulsory to follow the actions of the Imam. It is compulsory to follow the actions of Imam. Compulsory. when the imam is raising his hand, I don't want to make a rule. But they have said together, ever back in the room, you will be. Do you understand? He's standing. He said, Allahu Akbar to go to the pool. You know, Sami Allah liman hamida. Allahu Akbar, go to sujood. Ewa manudi, then you'll be in. Your boss, Allah give you a lesson. Twice I have seen it, twice in Hajj. We went to Hajj. You know, Hajj is not only in Makkah. During Hajj, you go out of Makkah. You go to Mina, you go to Arafah, you come back to where? Muzdalifah. You come back to where? Mina. You come to Makkah, you come to Mina, like that. The Imam said, Emil, he loved it. Makkah would have been it. Makkah would have been it. So he's in Makkah. Mansadu would have been it. The second person I saw do that was a woman. In her own case, only Allah knows what led her to that. Old woman. She told myself and the brother, we were together on that day. We had finished our tawaf al-ifadah. So we went to the hotel to have our bath, remove our ihram and change, so that we go back to Mina. So we met her on the road. Alaji Ejeh Bani. Aswab Muntad Bani. Do you understand? You say, oh, you see that. You know, you're about to believe that if your handwork is bad, you will get lost in Mecca. Maybe it's an issue. if you are a bad person, no problem, continue. When you come to Mecca, you will suffer. So, we didn't ask her a question. I like you, I like you. As long as that lady, you see, I want you to see that. I never forget it. I want to put them away years ago. In my house, people come out and we laugh. She has left Makkah. And anybody who has ever gotten lost in Makkah will know what I'm talking about. She gets lost in Makkah. I'm sorry for you. You will pray endlessly. Go on, no, don't do it. Allah, Allah. So we listened to her. She never went to Mina. She didn't go to Arafah. She didn't go to Muzdalifah. Since Yom Tarwiyah, on the 8th day of the Hijjah, we met her on the 10th day of the Hijjah. She was roaming about. She's just walking about. Her legs were swollen. Tired! So we asked Abu Lembe, where are you? Oh, dear man. So we said, all the documents you have, bring it out. We ask every document you have, because you can always trace everything. So she brought it out. The first thing we noticed was that she came from Oyo State. But she came with an international travel agency. I won't mention their name. So they didn't find her, she didn't find her. So the next thing we have to define is her hotel. Inshallah, we're able to get that hotel. So what we did was stop a taxi, talk to the taxi man, take her to the hotel. She should stay in the hotel until her people come back to her. It's better for her than roaming about the streets of Fez. She was just in with you. So we spoke to the taxi driver. He asked for 150 Saudi Arabian riyals. The brother gave him 100 riyals. I gave 50 riyals. So they took him. They took her to the hotel. She wanted us to go with her. Ayyam al-Hajj, Ayyam al-Tashriq, there's always problem. Traffic, if you go and answer that, you may be there tomorrow. So we just beg the man, take her to this place. She should stay there.
till her people will come and look. The point of reference, they say Yoruba, Yoruba, Aman Fagidi says. So people will say, Ori Bunu Amon Losugada, Leba Losugada, Ewa Bamibi. As if Allah, serving Allah is a favor he is doing to Allah. Allah give it. Iron reto kill Allah of Iron. Allah give you. Is it your salah that Allah is using to send rain down? What will your salah do to Allah? Your salah is for yourself. Because when you observe, you will want to. So who is gaining? The same way you gain, the same way you will lose if you don't perform it as he has ordered you to. So the point of reference is that we should not go past the imam. Go after the imam. If you want to make ruku, let the imam make his own ruku before you make ruku. So you let the imam finish everything in salah. His actions before you make your own actions. Don't ask me if you want to recite Surah al-Fatiha behind the Imam. Should you recite Fatiha together with the Imam or Fatiha after the Imam has recited his Fatiha? I think these two issues are different for any person who has been listening to us from the beginning of these classes. I think it was sufficient for us, inshallah, to stop here today for a few questions before we call it a day today, inshallah. I mean, one, two, for example. Alaykum as-salam. There are what? We have discussed this. You pray three rak'ahs, for example, or four. You miss two rak'ahs for Zuhur. So your own is two. Go. People came in and joined you. You became their imam. Those people are that person. That person, if you start like that, you have carried the barakah of that first jama'ah onto the second one. The rewards of it. You carry it over. So they join you. So maybe somebody also has 2 units of prayer. He finished the 2. When he's completing the prayer, some people came and joined him. He should carry on. It's allowed. Now, how do we make Maghrib behind somebody saying Isha? 2 ways. You can say your Maghrib and make the sleep. You now stand up for Isha. After the end of his 3rd rak'ah, you make your taslim and pray. You now stand up to join Isha. Is it clear? You stop at the end of the 3rd rak'ah because you are making salat iman. You can make taslim. You go out of the salah. You now start your Isha. You can now also make your Isha fully. And after that, you make salah to Imam. There are those among whom the Imam will say this is also allowed. They are praying Isha, you want to pray Maghrib. You can make Maghrib stop at the end of the 3rd rak'ah, stand up, make the sleep, then stand up to start Isha with them. Or you make that Isha with them complete, fully, with the intention of Isha. After the Isha, you now pray your Maghrib. And you will not need to pay back your Isha again. There is this view among them. Whichever of them, inshallah, the individual takes to their good end. They were making Isha. Yes, they were making Isha in summary. You make the slim too. Because your salat to Maghrib has completed. Everybody can join everybody. Just make sure you are counting your own salat. I think that's a basic rule. Everybody can join everybody. Make sure you are taking a reckoning of your own salat. I hope I just clear it.
No. That's it. They are the owners of the city. In Islam, you can own a city. You can own it tomorrow. You sit down there. Perhaps the dance is tomorrow morning. It happens everywhere. It happens in the classes of Sheikh Abdul Muhsin Al-Abbad in Medina, one of the oldest scholars of Hadith in the world now. You see students, they put something there. Maybe during the Salah, they place that thing there before Maghrib. So when the Sufuf of Maghrib starts, they move to the front. So they will not keep their Shema, they remove the Bukhari. They go for Salah to Maghrib. When they come back, you can take a place. He has the right to the place. See, he goes away, that somebody else can take. He has the right. Now, alaykum salam. Are we permitted to shape our beard? No, we are not permitted to touch our beard. Don't touch the beard. Leave it to grow. Faithfully allow the beard to grow. And the beard is every hair that is on your cheek, your jawbone. The jawbone starts from somewhere around the ear, down, round, back to the second ear. All the hairs on that bone. It's beard. Don't touch it. Allow it to grow. No shaping, no coming, no. Unless now it begins to now grow down. The Sheikh Al-Bani Rahimahullah, he said, we have seen people whose beards will reach on the ground. In its length. So these are the people that can cut the beard. What can they cut? They can grab it. And cut whatever is below it. Abu Huraira used to do it. Abdullah ibn Omar used to do it like that. And Ibrahim, Imam Ibrahim ibn Yazid al-Nakhai, a Tabi, he said those among the scholars we met, they used to do it. If the beard is growing down, you can grab it. I've not seen one brother like that here. Let me see. Who has big beard? Big. Mufti. Muftis, you have more than that. They call it Ma'adun al-Qawwa. Whatever goes below the ground. Grab it like this from under the... This thing. Lower jaw. The lower jaw, you grab it. Yes, there are those among the ulama who say no. But for now, this is the opinion that I take. Abu Huraira reported the hadith of the Ifa'ulif. He does it. Abdullah ibn Umar reported the hadith of the Ifa'ulif. He does it. Warrawi adra bima ra'a. Allahu Akbar. Alaykum salam. Concerning the beard. Hey. Now. If you shave it, it's a sin. Don't ever touch the beard. From the day you become matured and your beard is growing, don't touch it. It's a sin to be shaving. Or cutting the beard. Look at the direction of the sun.
especially here that we are in Nigeria. Do you understand? The direction of the sun will help you discover that because the Qibla is approximately eastwards for us in Nigeria, approximately eastwards. We just try to locate the east. Do you understand? Approximately. You missed a few. Now, somebody is observing Isha behind Imam that is speaking Taraweeh. They do what? The first two rakat. Now. Now? He will sit silently. The first two rakat are his own first two rakat. Don't forget, you can pray behind everybody. You just pay attention to what? Your own salah. So your first two salah has gone, your first two rakat has gone. So the second two of your own, how are you supposed to observe it? Silence. And let us take one or two. This is our time has gone. Maybe next week. No? Yeah. We are not doing that. We can leave it to next class. Can he help us to shed more light on this issue? The Imam advised the family of the deceased not to bury their dead ones at home, but they refused. Can this Imam join them in digging the grave or lead them in prayer? He can lead them in prayer, more so that nobody to observe that salah. But you may not join them to dig the grave because everybody can dig the grave. Jahil and Alim can dig graves. But only Alim can observe Salah. So you should lead them in Salah. And regarding Salah, they don't have issues. You should lead them in Salah and not join them to dig the grave. If they refuse and proceed to dig the grave, you should not join them. The fools who want to do it should do it. May Allah protect all of us. People are like that in this community. So he said, don't bury this person. He said, no, that's what we do. There is this, especially if the man was the one who built the house. They say, if the house should be buried inside the house that he built. Because amongst Yorubas, the biggest thing they achieve is building a house. Yorubas. All their problem is they want to build a house. So if everybody builds a house, who will rent the house of the people who build the house? In civilized countries, in Sweden, in Norway, these are the countries where in the world they are considered to be most developed. Norway, Sweden. Even in Malaysia, you don't bother to build a house. You don't bother to build a house. In bigger countries, you don't bother to build a house. You either live in the house or paying to become owner of the house. Just make sure that if you are doing that, you are not doing it upon the mortgage that they have set. Mortgage in that sense is a trap. Don't try it. You will never get out of that business. The system is designed that you don't get out of the business. So don't try it. Leave their house as a rent. For a rent. When you finish, go out of the house, pay their money. So in many places, you have to be landlord, build your own house. Another thing can be, you can buy a house. In many developed countries, you buy houses. It's easy for you. In our community, everybody wants to build a house. You see, good abuse, you can come. The minerals are home. Don't bother yourself. Now you can live in love. Don't kill yourself. Bother yourself. Many people don't eat well because they want to do their house. You know what? You'll be managing that. Come on, oh my man, eat well. Eat good food. Be yourself. Wallah, you will build this house when Allah permits that you build the house. I tell you this. House building, it is Allah that built the house for his servant. So don't kill yourself because he wants to build the house. And if you now build the house, don't tell your children, don't do that. Don't do that. For the sake of May Allah protect all of us. There's a second question, but I think we can take it in our next class. SubhanAllah wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta.